Welcome to the Genius Zone. This podcast is all about how to unlock your inner genius, from tapping into your inner knowledge and creativity to learning new skills and techniques. Please welcome your host of the Genius Zone and creator of the Inner Genius Profile, Catherine Matiske. This podcast episode is taken from a previous live event.
My name is Jace Gray. I'm going to be your co-host today. And I got my host with me. I got Catherine Matiske.
Hi, Jace. Hi, everyone who's listening.
Hey, everybody. So as everybody decided to join this event, I'm pretty pumped because we're going to be talking about something very special today, which is unlocking your inner genius. So let's get this show in the road. Catherine, I'm excited to be here. Sure, everybody's here that's tuning in is excited as well. And I'm just curious to know, what got you into really unlocking, finding out, you know, all about your inner genius?
Well, what happened is when I first started my business, which was a very long time ago, I was doing computer training. And I realized that some people were really gravitating to this whole new idea of Microsoft Word and Microsoft PowerPoint, because in those days, everybody did training in those products and I was the trainer. And I used to see 12 people come in every day, day after day after day. And some people just got it. Like they just switched in. They'd never used a computer before, but they just got it. And other people were so fearful. And one woman even came up to me and said, Catherine, I know that I'm here for whatever course it was, Word or Excel or PowerPoint or whatever it is. She said, but you need to understand that my brain works differently. And I went, okay. I'm thinking, okay, what kind of loopy woman are you? And she said, that was my internal voice. And she said, I just work differently. She said, there's no way I'll be able to absorb any of this. And she said, I just can't learn at all. And I thought, well, you got here to the training center. You managed to get on a train or a bus or whatever you did. You managed to navigate yourself here. You managed to work out how to get a cup of tea. So already you've done lots of learning today. So I kind of thought, okay, she's just a bit loopy. And by the end of it, she was great. But she had so much fear around learning, whereas other people, by contrast, came in and said, let me at it. I'm ready to go. And I started then playing with the idea of what makes these really successful people successful. And what makes these fearful people kind of shrink down and lose the opportunity for learning. And so they became, like these thousands of people became my little laboratory of learning. And I realized that there were some clues. Here we are, like I'm talking 30 years later, for many of you weren't even born back then when I was doing this. But 30 years later, I've now worked out what it actually takes for people to unlock this thing that I call their inner genius. And how do they get into that genius zone? And once I started to help people to do that and then started to help trainers in corporate L&D department all over the world, some of the biggest brands in the world, I realized that, hang on a second, everyone can do this. And why doesn't everybody have the opportunity to do this? So that's why I said about this mission of helping other people to unlock the inner genius who are not working for a large corporate, who happen to be one of my clients paying lots of money, and who are not people who have, you know, already unlocked their inner genius. That's fine. Those people who are really successful, they can just build on that. But it's those people who say, is there a genius inside of me? Well, the answer is yes. And we now know that. And now we know how to turn that key and unlock that in everyone.
I love that. And for anybody that's listening, Catherine has this great sort of profile like assessment that you take, and it allows you to really understand what is really your archetype for you to really be able to understand how to unlock your inner genius. And I went through it and it really blew me away, Catherine. I remember talking to Mel about it and we were going back and forth on my archetype and how do I think this is my archetype. She was like telling me this is exactly why, because you're asking these questions that only these sort of archetypes would ask certain questions like this. And I'm curious to know, how has people's lives been changed by unlocking their inner genius through you?
Well, the stories have been amazing, but mostly overall, people are a bit shocked, like you just said, like, wow, this is really a lot like me. Well, it's easy to say something is like you when you answer the question, but behind the scenes is a really complicated algorithm to work that out. And we couldn't have done that without that computer power that we now have. But people's lives have really just said, you know, wow, I get my lane. I know my lane that I'm traveling in life. And they say things to me like, I've always thought that that's where I operated best, and yet I'm in a job that's the complete opposite. Or this is what I really love to do, and why can't I just do more of this? And then there's been weird stories as well. Like one woman sent me a photo of a tattoo, and she was the decryptor, the archetype, the decryptor. And she showed me a tattoo that was almost the same as the decryptor symbol, which was just blew me away. And another woman also gave me this great story about how she was writing books about a particular element of her archetype symbol, and she's always written books for children using that particular symbol. I could never have imagined the stories that I get told because of this inner genius profile. I could have never imagined that. I don't take that lightly, because people's lives have changed. They've made decisions to say, well, okay, I'm going to spend more time in my genius zone. And that could be as massive as changing jobs, or it could be saying, you know what, I'm going to do some things outside of my work with my family that really get me into my genius zone. So they might have, for example, a rhythmic power up, and they've never played a musical instrument in their life. And they say, well, hang on, I love music. I really resonate with music. I got musical when I get into the tough times of my life, and yet I've never played an instrument. Why don't I go and do that? And all of a sudden, they're really good at it. So it really is this access to people's natural brilliance. And some people take a lifetime to work it out, and some people never work it out. And some people are really lucky. They find it very early in life and then can become a real mastery of that brilliance.
Yeah, again, I love this. So how does then one person, or as they're taking these assessments and they're really, like you said, right, someone went ahead, never played music in their life, and they started playing and they realized they were such a natural. How is that really able to unlock something like that, right? How do we as, you know, individuals, how do we personal growth, what can we do to improve upon that, to recognize sort of those patterns? Because I was completely unaware. So I took that and then I started realizing it.
Yeah. And so people are not aware because, Jace, we're never taught this stuff. We're never taught it at school. We're never taught how to learn at school. We're rarely taught how to communicate. And so when we realize that we have a particular learning preference, and that that learning preference is a direct mirror of how we communicate, the words that we use, like the words that you use are slightly different to the words I use, but the words that some of my team members use are wildly different to my natural language. And so if you think about it, if you're a leader of an organization, then you say, well, how do I then communicate with my entire organization or my team in a whole different way? Because once you've done your inner genius profile, you can't not know. You just know. And then the biggest realization comes when you realize that there's other people around you who are different. And then you go, holy heck, this is why I've been having these issues. Maybe at home, maybe with my teenagers, maybe with my partner, maybe with my friend, maybe with my colleagues at work, maybe with my boss, because this difference is seen no longer as a separator or an opportunity for angst. It's an opportunity to build what I call a translation bridge from one person to the other and talk in their language and speak their language of their preferred way. And that irons out all those communication issues. I'll give you an example. One of the clients that I've worked with, he was a CEO for a reasonably large company, and he had a communication that went out every month, and he did it by video. And I said to him, okay, can you send me something that you've done recently that you think you did a pretty good job of? So he sent me this video, and he's very charismatic, very senior leadership, very executive, looked the part, looked great, sounded great. I said to him, what's the open rate on the video? He said, most people open up. And I said, and then how many people get to the end? And he said, oh, probably only about 30 or 40%, maybe on a good day, 50 or 60%. I went, okay, let's try and fix that. So I took a transcript of the video and I knew his archetype. Well, I could see it just by reading the transcript. Like all these words just pop out to say, oh, okay, this is your particular preferred way of learning and your particular preferred way of language. And I thought, right, okay, I'm going to go through and I'm going to balance this for all 12 archetypes. Now, what that means is I change the language of that transcript of that video so that he was hooking in more people that were wildly different to him. And I gave it back to him and I said to him, okay, I've reworded it. He said, looks pretty similar. I said, yeah. I said, I've restructured it for a start. It was a bit of a talk fest. And then I said to him, and I've added some words. He said, how many words did you add? And I said, 106. Now, it was a 6-minute video, so 106 words was not very much. And with those 106 words, I said to him, here's the before. You were talking to people like you and people and about 5 or 6 of the archetypes out of 12. I said, with these 106 words, flipping some around and 106 extra words, I said, you are now talking to all 12 archetypes. I said, next month, here's your process for doing it. Do that. So next month comes along and he said to me, the open rate was the same because he's the CEO, right? Everyone's going to open it. But he said, most people watched it to the end. And I said, what do you think the difference was? He said, I got out of my own lane and I then created this balanced communication. So he was really inspiring to people who were like him, which is normal, but he was also really inspiring and got his message across to people that are wildly different to him. And that's the difference because he was able to balance that communication out. So for him, because I created the tools for people to follow, he just said, okay, I'm just going to follow the tool. It's called the Inner Genius Wheel. Go step by step by step. And now every month he does his leadership video using the tool. And it's sweet. And he now has a bit of a game, like how many people have watched to the end? What did I say at that 3-quarter mark that wasn't too flash? You know, what was going on there? And he's really making a game of it, which is fantastic.
That's shocking. And that's incredible that someone is able to recognize that, right? And be able to perform at that level. What is someone's productivity, right? From the moment they go through the process and, you know, from the moment they start to the moment they finish, what does that look like? Because for me, it must be like a rocket ship. It just keeps trailblazing.
And what was your feeling, Jace, as you were doing the profile and then you got your result and you went into your vault? What was your blink response?
I try my best to be authentic and genuine when I'm answering some of these, you know, responses or questions that I'm getting, because ultimately I just want to get the best possible result and really just know how can I unlock that zone of genius, right? That inner genius where you can unlock it and just play to your strengths. And once I went through it and it really told me what my archetype was, which was a explorer with a power up of a power cruncher, Tim, I kind of giggled a little bit, to be honest, Catherine, because when I was talking to Mel, I was talking about earlier and I talked to everybody, a lot of my communication has to do with numbers, right? Basic, simple numbers. So I know that if I could do this, this and this, 2 + 2 = 4, right? And it's kind of funny how you just see that power up is power cruncher. Right? Number crunch. And I was laughing because it just fits me to the T, right? Time I talk to anybody, it's all about numbers, right? So I thought that was hilarious. And when I really understood what the explorer was, it made so much sense because my whole life, the way I've always looked at things were anytime someone would teach me something, I would always fight the grain on it, right? Because to me, I didn't think it was the best way of me learning. It just kind of blew me away because that resonated with me. You know, I was wondering for that moment when I really understood everything I was going through. I was like, if I would have learned this, Catherine, when I was a kid, when I was like 5 years old, I would have learned what it was, what this is. It's like, you just know you could have gotten so much farther. Obviously, there's a little bit of regret there, but at the same time, I make the best of every opportunity. And I say, you know what? Let's go ahead and figure this out and let's move forward. And now I know. It's like, it makes my strengths easier because now I know how to apply what my strengths are, right? So to me, yeah, it just really opened up to what can be done in this life? What can I accomplish? Not just that, but also understanding my core strength of my zone of genius. I think a lot of people don't know that, or they might think they know it. And next, you know, it's not what they think they do, which that's kind of what I thought.
And I think that that's a pretty similar reaction to what people have when they do the profile. And then when they start to go into the programs and they start to look at what we do as a team map for the participants in a group or as a team at work. And when you look at your team map and you go, wow, my team is wildly different. So how do I then start to build these bridges of communication from myself to my team? And even in different departments. So I was working with a high-end fashion brand and you would know, I can't tell you the brand, but you would know the brand. And they have teams in Paris and New York, and they have a manufacturing team, and they're in the warehouse, and they have salespeople. And it's that classic them versus us. So sales, what they care about is getting the product out to the customers and making their sales target, and the warehouse is holding them up and making mistakes. Now, what the warehouse cares about is making enough product to make it available and to make sure that the supply from manufacturing is coming through. So they've got very different motives, and the communication between the two was absolutely fractured, like horrible. And it was them versus us. And so if we look at who are the people working there and say, well, okay, that's just a classic sales versus warehouse issue. Well, or is it? And when we unpicked that and took that down and dive deeper into it, what we realized was the salespeople had very different archetypes to people in the warehouse. So their communication and their language is naturally very different. And then once they started to say, well, okay, I won't communicate in my way, I'll communicate in your way. So warehouse people were very much detailed, and they had archetypes like the scribe, the valedictorian, and the horologist, like super detailed, super practical. And then the salespeople were all about the big picture, and they want people like you, James, as the explorer, energizers, futurists. So all of these people were wildly different. And then they said, well, it's not really an issue of them versus us and this fractured sales versus warehouse. We actually then got down beneath the level underwater of the iceberg and said, what's going underneath? What's driving these differences? And all of a sudden, their communication just changed. Email, ping pong, backwards and forwards. Have you got this stock? No. Can you do this? I need this. I need this. I need this. I've got a customer that needs that. Well, we haven't got stock from manufacturing. I haven't got that in the warehouse. I've lost it in the warehouse. This blah, 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 blah. All of that email, ping pong, evaporated, and people were making requests, salespeople were making requests to the warehouse in one email or one request, one Slack chat, and the warehouse was coming back with exactly the right thing. So what happened there? It means that they sort of got this new clarity around what the drivers are for communication. And then that's deep beneath the surface where I operate. On a surface level, everyone's hunky-dory, getting along well all of a sudden. It's not magic. It's science. It goes down to the root cause, way below things like active listening or high-impact questions. It's way beneath that. It's at a very core level of what makes us us, what makes us unique. How do we each take in information in our own preferred way? How do we process that information in our own preferred way? And the recognition that I'm unique and you're unique, but when we come together, we can build these translation bridges. Is it a skill? Yes, it's a skill. Do people naturally have this skill? Very rarely, but you can learn that skill. And that's what my mission is in life, to unlock how you tap into this natural brilliance, how you tap into how you communicate at a very core level. And then that's only like one tenth of the story. How do you then operate in a world of people that are different to you?
I love it. Honestly, it makes so much sense. I'm just baffled that the school systems, the education system, they don't have something like this. Why do you think the school system or education system hasn't adopted this or something like this in their system?
It's all very new. And so I've been talking to deans of universities and senior people within universities, and nothing like this has been available. And we know that one of the biggest predictors of people completing school and doing well with school is to find their lane when it comes to learning. And classically, you know, when I went to school, learning was all about sit still and listen, and it was all about reading, writing, and so on. And it has a different agenda. And so I think for many universities, of course, they have a research agenda. All these other things are happening. And there's this entire thing of the time of, you know, how do we bring this into the schools? And teachers are doing the best that they possibly can with the resources they possibly can. And I think until such time as it takes hold and people realise that there's a key to be turned here where they can unlock, you know, especially from, I did the profile from the years 13 and up, you know, because children have to be able to read in a sufficient way and have the linguistic skill to be able to answer the question. So I think from 13 and up, you could do this. But certainly for teenagers, for college students, for anyone in that age group, it's an absolute boom. And if you're a parent listening, teenagers, get them to do the profile. If they can help to just get into that lane of knowing how they learn, then they'll be able to learn quicker and make adaptations. And regardless of how that information comes to them, they'll be able to use their way of learning. So even in the most boring lecture, if that's not their preferred learning preference, then they can say, okay, you're a boring lecturer. I don't really care about that because I've got my way of taking information in my way. For me, I'm incredibly visual. And so my archetype is the futurist, and everything I do is in journals that I keep, you know, for my whole work life, I've had journals, and I use colored markers and I mind map. And I'm often sitting at a conference, and the person sitting next to me will be looking at me going, what is she doing? And I know that the facts around that humans can listen at 450 words a minute and we can only talk at 150 words a minute. So my ability to listen in a conference and all of our abilities to listen right now is at 450 words a minute, which is three times what I'm doing right now. And so I would be talking really like this, but you could still take it in because I'm talking really fast and you could still take that in. And yet we only talk at 150 words a minute. So there is so much time in exchanging information. And now they're doing that more quickly. Like these new generations that are coming through school now, in high school now, they're exchanging information so much more rapidly than ever before, to not know their own learning preference and to not know the way they prefer to process information and to be able to work through that much smoother is, I think, a real gap. And they could be plugging that gap and making their lives so much easier and so much more successful from an early age, and not waiting until they're 50 years old in a corporate job where Catherine Matisky comes in and says, we're going to do some work on inner genius, and you're 50 years old and you go, wow. Or you, Jay, saying, I wish I'd known this 20 years ago. You know, that's exactly the response that I get. So yes, would I love to see it in schools? Absolutely. Especially in senior school, in the colleges. Absolutely. That would be a dream.
What I love most about, you know, taking these assessments and understanding your archetype is that that's really just the beginning. When you take these assessments and you really understand who you are, what your zone of genius is, the most beautiful thing and the most amazing thing that Catherine has done is that she has created a program. And Catherine, correct me if I'm wrong, but you've created programs that could start the toddler all the way to someone that could be a high-level executive, for them to really dive into that zone of genius.
Yeah, because I think that people have so many different needs. And one of the programs that we've done, we did the Discover Your Genius Quotient, which is basically for any professional and their group, their team at work to do that. But there's also different programs for executives because they have different needs. And I think one of the things about executives is everyone assumes that those executives are brilliant communicators, which may or may not be true, that really are brilliant learners, which may or may not be true, that are brilliant at connecting with other people, which may or may not be true, and are great at influencing, which is maybe true or not. The end of the day, most executives are growing up something else's. They're growing up scientists that happen to climb the corporate ladder of pharmaceuticals. They're growing up accountants that happen to be now in charge of very large organizations as a CFO. They're growing up something else's that doesn't necessarily make them, you know, exceptional at dealing with people, dealing with the differences in people, and dealing with the connection issues between people. And so those people, I've got to treat them in a different bucket, because to then say to them, okay, you are superb at your craft or your industry, and now we're going to layer on this new skill. So there's the executive program, and then there's other programs that I wrote for diversity, equity, inclusion and belonging, the Thrive program, because when we're talking about the differences in people, I'm not talking about skin color or race or background or gender. I'm not talking about any of those things. Someone else can talk about those things. What I'm talking about is way beneath the surface of the differences in people. And I think, and I don't know whether I'm just Pollyanna, like incredibly optimistic, but I think if we could sort that stuff out, we wouldn't even worry then about race or gender or any of those things, because that's all surface level stuff. Let's get down to underneath the issue and underneath the problem and really look at a core level of what makes people different. And let's deal with that level. That to me is the ultimate DEIB program. That's my opinion.
I'm loving it, honestly. And what do you think, or like from your experience and creating this, how does someone access, or just, you know, first, how does someone get in that inner genius mindset? And after so, how do they maintain being in that state of creative flow?
So the first thing is to know where that space is. Okay. So 10 minutes profile done. Now you know what the space is. And you say, okay, this is where I operate the best. Now, every time you're doing something outside of that area, then try to build an environment in which you can operate really, really well. To give you an example, my profile is the futurist. So what my profile is about the vision, dreaming up new ideas, creating new systems, processes, and all of that. But don't give me the detail, okay? The detail to me is I get bored so quickly. And I've said to my team, if you want me to go through the detail of something, I've timed myself on a Zoom call. I could do 43 minutes of detail. At minute number 43, I'm losing the will to live. At minute number 44, I'm now doing anything to distract myself. So my team knows they have 43 minutes with me. So if they can make it 20, I'm happy, right? I'm the CEO and I have to do detailed, boring work, right? So it's not all fun and games. So I have to work with Chris, the accountant. I have to work with all of these people in the boring stuff that is not my genius zone. So how do I do it? So I happen to also be very good at Microsoft Excel. Remember I said to you I was a computer trainer 100 years ago and Microsoft Excel was one of my things that I used to train. So that is super detailed. So here's what I do. What I do is I color code, even if I'm giving like a big Excel spreadsheet, say, to a client, when I work on that Excel spreadsheet, I color code it. I might take off all the color coding in the end and give it to the client. But when I'm working on it, I work on it my way. I'm color coded. I sort everything out and I get my Spotify playlist, because every archetype when you do your profile gets its own Spotify playlist. I get my futurist Spotify playlist. I crank it up so loud it's ridiculous. I'm getting my zone. I'm color coding. I'm moving everything around. I'm doing what if analysis. I'm doing all these complicated things because that's me dreaming up solutions via an Excel spreadsheet. So it's about saying, okay, I've got to do something outside of my genius zone. How do I do it my way? For me, it's music, it's color, it's all about what if analysis, it's all about those sorts of things within the confines of the dead, boring, structured, detailed, logic, procedure. It does like heavy if I have to stay there for too long, but I do it my way. And so then I can go back after I've done that Excel spreadsheet into my world, which I love, which is writing blog articles. And if you follow me on LinkedIn, you know that I publish every week and I love that. And I love doing all of that stuff. I'm in my joy space, or I'm working with my team and we're thinking up new ideas. We're thinking up new tools. We're creating a future. We've just launched, Mel has just launched the GQ Academy. It's all exciting. That's where I operate the best. And then they want to get into the detail with me and I go, you've got 43 minutes. And they know it. And we laugh about it. And they say to me, like at minute number 40, hang in there, Catherine, can I just ask you two more questions? And I go, you've got two questions to go. And that is it.
Oof. I'm loving this, Catherine. When it comes to this, like, what do you wish people just knew more about their inner genius and how to unlock it?
I suppose the bottom line is, Jace, is that we all have it inside of us. And even people who you know, you might have struggled at school or struggling at work, or you might have team members who you think, oh, wow, if I had to show up one more day with that team member, or you might have a boss that you think, oh, gosh, I can't stand him or her. Everybody has it within them. And once that is unlocked and people get in their lane, I see them change. We've just finished last night, like just a few hours ago, we just finished GQ Masterclass, a group of about 12 people, and they did the Masterclass, which is a really short course. It's only 3 weeks. It's not one of the flagship courses. It's just a short, like a taster, like a slice of cake out of an entire bakery. And just the change in them and the things that they say to me, and they're saying, you know, I just feel more connected to who I am now. And I know that this is where I operate the best. And with the tools, you know, I can now manage my environment. I don't have to leave work and go up on some, you know, African safari because that's where I think my genius zone is. I can do what I do best within the confines of my job. And people say to me these things, and they say things like, this has changed my life. And I do not take that for granted, because a lot of people in life never hear another human being say, you changed my life. And I hear it. And I'm so grateful and so honored to hear that when people say it. And at the end of the day, what they've done is they've done a profile online that takes 10 minutes. They've shown up to a training course that's a few hours literally out of their life. And they've ultimately changed the trajectory of their existence. And I think, how did that happen in such a short time? We're not talking about here a 12-month, you know, going on a retreat in the middle of India and not talking and all that. We're not talking any of that. We are talking about really simple steps. And I'm Australian and I'm really basic, okay? And it's like, give me the tools to do it and I can do it. Give me those ways to communicate and I can do it. And so it's within everyone. And when I see that being unlocked, and managers come to me and say, what happened to my team? And I go, well, you were on the program as well. Like, you saw it as well. It's within all of us. I think the greatest thing for me is when I see a teenager take that transition, because I know that they have a really long life ahead of them, or should have a long life ahead of them, where this will have a very long-term impact. And that, for me, is the greatest differentiator, when they can then strive to achieve their goals and they can have a major shift in their life. I think, wow, you know, I didn't have that in my teenage years. I was horrible. I was just getting through school. I was getting out of anything to do with throwing the ball or running. That was not my gig. So if I could get out of that, that was good. And I was down in the music room, the art room and all the rest of it. And, you know, I just think, wow, how would my life have been different if I'd known that back then? And maybe I wouldn't be here today. Maybe none of that would have happened. I don't know. But I think it makes such a difference in not only teams, but in groups, but it also makes a difference in families as well. And people have said to me, you know, you fixed my relationship. And I went, really? You know, and they said, well, because I now realize that my partner is completely opposite to me. So when my partner says this to me, I now realize why, because I'm completely different to him or her. So it's like, that's absolute joy for me.
That is amazing. So what piece of advice do you have for anybody out there or to our listeners when it comes to their inner genius?
So step one is really simple. Take the profile, get your whole family, your team, what work, you know, your organization, wherever you're sitting, step one is to do the profile. That unlocks then your entire vault of materials that will help you to understand your unique you. Then the next step on is to say, okay, how do I then put this into practice where I'm working with other people, with team, and I can help navigate you through what's right for you, for what's right for your organization and so on, or what's right for your family. And I've been getting lots of chat messages behind the scenes in my LinkedIn, and someone says, I'm in tears listening to you, and it's just fantastic. But step one is doing that profile. Get online, go to my LinkedIn. Go to the Genius Quotient. There's a link there in my LinkedIn. Do that. It's $99 US. That's your first step. And then from there, we can take it further and further and further, depending on what you want to do.
If you guys heard that, by the way, the website, is it on your profile? So they could tap in by visiting your website on your profile?
Yeah. So just thegeniusquotient.com, or the link is in my LinkedIn profile.
Perfect. Where it said visit website. Okay. And as we're closing off right here, is there anything else, Catherine, we want to provide to the amazing, amazing audience today that sat through here for this hour?
No, just thank you for coming, everyone. And in the meantime, reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'm always happy to help. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you for joining us in the Genius Zone. We hope this episode has ignited your inner genius. If you like what you heard today, leave us a comment or review. And remember to follow Catherine on social media. Until next time, stay curious, stay inspired, and continue exploring the Genius Zone.